Blog Talk Radio.
Today, so everyone that wishes to call in, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. All right, and for those of you out there and listening and tuning in, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We're going to go ahead now and listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. This is going to be track number one entitled Shriram. You can buy the CD now at zarina1.com. And it looks like we are still experiencing some technical difficulties with today's show. So just bear with us here, and we will try and help you out the best we can. And we're going to try and get the system to work. All right, and it looks like maybe we have the system here starting to work. Just bear with us, please. Once more, we're experiencing some technical difficulties with today's show. Please just bear with us, and we should have the show back and on air momentarily. There we go. Once more, for those of you tuning in and listening, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. For those of you wanting to call in to today's show, we only have a few moments left, so we can take one or two callers here. The call-in number is 619-789-6807. Up, here we go, and we have one caller. This caller is by area code 484. Hello, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Antoinetta again, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. How are you?
Doing good, Antoinetta. How are you?
I am doing fine. I was just calling to see how things are looking for me. I know the last time I had talked to you, you had said that there was going to be some new people coming into my life. And
Yes, and that wasn't too long ago, was it?
Right, and I actually did go out on a new date on Sunday with Bob, and that went pretty good. But like I said, I didn't know. Now, there hasn't been any plans made for a second date, so again, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of like in the gray area again, not knowing what's going to go on.
Okay.
And I wasn't
well,
sure.
Well, here's
and then
what's happening, okay? This individual did enjoy the date. They had a good time, okay? From what I'm feeling right now, you're not hearing back quite yet, but you will get word back from them after a little while, and they will ask you to go out again. This is not going to be the only one. And not only will you start meeting people in the romantic sense, but you're going to start having a larger group of friends as well. You're going to start meeting people as more friends in your life as well. So this is all very good. This is all very positive. I want you to keep, you know, going with that right now, and I want you to keep trying to manifest all this positive in your life because it is definitely going to come in now.
Right, and then right after my date, Monday, Danny from my past had text messaged me and was starting stuff saying, why am I getting messages from other people and this and that? And then that makes me confused because what does he want from me now?
Well, right now he's just jealous, you know. I think that the ego was hurt a little bit with him. And I feel that because of that, he's trying to reach back out to you.
All right. So I haven't heard from him since Monday when I just laid it out on the line and text messages to him, and then that quieted him up. So do you see him bothering me again, Danny?
Maybe once, but not so much after that.
Okay.
All right. Well, it looks like we have another caller here, so we're going to thank you for calling in, and we're going to try and get to the next caller, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 308. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. I'm Dalton Steinauer. I'm from Nebraska. And, my question, I don't know if I throw out two questions, but my first question is, I'm a writer, and I've been writing fictional stories ever since I can remember, and I've been curious, will I ever become a published author in the future?
Okay. Well, I do feel that you will be, but you need to put the effort into footwork to get these things published. And I feel that, long as you continue to try and put that effort not only into the writing but into the promotion of your writing, then more than certain, yes. Hello?
I'm doing these short stories. I actually came across this website. I never wrote short stories my whole entire life because I thought I could never do it because of all my descriptiveness and wanting to continue the plot besides just writing like 150 words or so many words. But I joined this website where you do short stories for these contests, and that's actually how I started writing these short stories was from that website.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want you to keep it up because you know what? You're on your way to becoming a published writer and a very well-known one, okay? I know that you have it in you to be that, and I know that's exactly the pathway that's going to come your way. you won't have to be so dependent on all these other jobs, but you need to continue to put effort into publishing and promoting what you're doing, okay? And it's not just going to come from one area or one site or another. The one site you have now is good, but you need to have a combination of different places that you're working with.
Mm-hmm. And And my other, hey, Roxanne, stop it.
Sorry.
Anyways, my second question was
it resolves?
Hmm?
We only really do one question here per caller on the show. We're out of time for today's show, but why don't you call in next time, and I'll go ahead and answer another one for you, okay?
Mm. Okay, and for the publishing again, I just want to ask, where do I start looking for, like, publishing?
What I just answered was that we only do one question per caller on the show, and the show's out of time, so we're going to have to let you go. But please call in next time and ask the next question, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, for everyone out there and listening, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, we want to apologize to everybody for today's difficulties with the show, and please tune in next time here for Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This has been your host, Reverend Adam Lee. We want to wish you namaste, love, and light. Have a great one. Bye-bye.